Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, gradual clearing into the afternoon and early evening with a high near 36 degrees and a calm wind. Tonight, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Thursday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 33. And in the news for today, and a conclusion to a local story we have been following, the Viroqua Common Council made a final decision on Tuesday night not to allow ATV-UTV vehicles access to the city's streets on a vote of 6-3. This is an issue that has been ongoing for nearly 2 years. The final proposal with an ordinance attached came out of the Public Safety Committee with an endorsement for it to be passed. However, during the Zoom meeting, 4th Ward Councilperson Tanya Birka supported her no vote with the presentation of user manuals from the manufacturers of several brand name ATV-UTV vehicles, clearly warning operators not to use their products on paved streets and that they were only for off-road use. This information seemed to sway the decision of at least 2 council members to side with the majority. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles does not license these vehicles for highway use. Permitting is done through the Department of Natural Resources. Though a persistent group of advocates for the ATV-UTV drivers continued to show up at meetings and presented petitions from business owners who pledged support for their cause, citing the added income potential from dollars spent in the city on tourism. Several of the council members reported that most of the feedback they received from voters in their wards were against the passing of the proposal. One member said she was conflicted about her decision to vote no based on the popularity of the vehicles, but said that you could not support a vote in favor of a small number of hopeful riders over a majority of her ward members who did not want them. Those members who voted no based their decision on the negative aspects of noise, safety, and concerns for the environment that the vehicles would have impacted. Several members said they wanted to keep the appeal that the peace and quiet of living in a small town currently holds in Viroqua. Currently, ATV-UTV vehicles need to be carted through town. The vehicles are permitted on Vernon County roads, private rural properties, and some smaller towns in the county. And in other Vernon County news, WDRT received a message on Tuesday that the County Department of Health Services had seen an increase of new COVID-19 cases in the past week that has exceeded their capacity to contact all positive cases by phone. This increase has resulted in delays in their ability to call new COVID-19 cases, and they said they needed the community's help, stating, "If our health department calls you, please answer the phone or return our call. If we are unable to reach you by phone or our numbers increase beyond staffing capacity, you will receive a letter in the mail with current directives on isolation. Isolate yourselves immediately and begin to notify your own close contacts. Additional information can be found on the CDC website. Notify your employer, school, and childcare center if appropriate. Those who are tested will receive the results from a testing site or healthcare provider, but the department may not call you to complete an investigation." On Tuesday, county health reports showed 84 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, most from the Omicron variant, which is a new daily record. There were no new hospitalizations or deaths reported. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.